Ryan Rashog. How you doing?
You know, I'm sensing that lackluster intro might have something to do with your frustration over having to do push-ups on live radio yesterday.
But I'm not frustrated.
I missed that. What happened?
I'm not frustrated. Rashog didn't tell me the rules, which is totally fine. Hey, I'm a rookie. I didn't understand the rules. I'll take the bye to it. It was just a cheap way to do it, but I totally laughed.
See, I missed out on this. So what exactly are the rules?
If you use the word, I'm not saying the M. Okay, no, I'm explaining the rules.
Here's another rule for you, Jason. You're allowed to use the word to perpetuate the game.
Okay.
So you are allowed
sure.
to use the word to explain it to potential newbies.
Can't say the word mine in conversation with people that are in the game.
All right.
So you can use it. If you were to just say it, it wouldn't matter. Somebody has to get you to say it in order for you to have to do push-ups. So I can sit here and say to you, yeah, this is not your show today, Jason. It's mine. And I wouldn't have to do them. But you have to do them if the person in the game gets you to say it. And okay. I got you to say it.
Yeah, without me knowing, it was on the radio, which is totally fine. I got. You know,
no push-ups.
I did my push-ups. No big deal. If you want in casting, you just let us know, and you can be.
I'll jump in on this.
Okay. Well, starting now, he's in.
Casting, you're in.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay. No, but you guys need to understand. You're all just entering this game willy-nilly. You need to know this is forever. There's no getting out. And no matter where we are, you're doing the push-ups, so you're good with that.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. Like, Rashog, you're the only one who's really worried because you can't do more than 10 push-ups. So, you know, we're totally fine.
Is it 10?
Yeah, wherever you're at,
10
automatically.
Push-ups? All right.
Okay, so game
I'm
on.
I'm in.
All right.
Does it count for texting? Does texting count, like if we're texting each other?
If the person gets you to say it, according to Rashog, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't sure if it was just actual conversation or not. All right.
Anytime you say it when someone else gets you to.
I don't think many of us going into the seventh game of the season would have thought that Eric Greiba has been the most consistent Oiler defender at the start of the season, but he definitely has been, to his credit. He has played very well, and we'll have another defense partner, by the sounds of it, due to injury day-to-day for Griffin Reinhart. Do you think it's Ferentz or do you think it's Davidson?
I think they probably go back to Ferentz. That would be my guess. I think that in the two games, I thought neither of them was fantastic in the game they played, but I think because Ferentz is the more veteran player, and I don't think there's a lot between them, I think they maybe go back to Ferentz. That being said, they've got a developing player in Davidson just sitting there, which doesn't really make a lot of sense to me either. So it's just an uncomfortable situation. But back to your original point about Greiba, and I love the way Todd McClellan answered your question about him today. And he just said he hasn't been perfect, but when his skates hit the ice, he gives it everything he has. And yeah, he's made mistakes, and we got to correct some stuff, but his effort and his decision-making overall for what's expected of that player has been fantastic. So looks in the early going like it's a good pickup. He has size. He's not afraid to get in and stand up for teammates. He's effective in his own zone. He's not going to be a guy that produces much for points, but so what? And I agreed with the point you made to Todd today. He has been very, very consistent.
You know, it's interesting because he's supposed to be a third pairing defenseman, and he's playing his role. And that's how you build a good team, is find guys that will succeed in one role. They look at Greiba and say, okay, you know, and Todd admitted that he's made a few mistakes, like of a player, and obviously there's evolution. They want him to improve his game. But I haven't seen, you know, like the five-star turnover from Greiba. I haven't seen him constantly losing battles, which was a staple for a lot of the defensemen over the last few years. So there's a guy, you find him in his role, very good price point. Now you hope to find some other guy, because he's never going to be a top four defenseman. No one should expect him to be a top four defenseman. But if he can be a really solid third pairing defenseman, then it's one less area you have to worry about moving forward.
Well, and isn't it just appropriate that here they have a very solid third pairing defenseman playing in their third pairing, and that's where he should be. Although you could argue that pairing at times has been more like a second pairing for the minutes that they've been taking. But when this team is as good as it should be on the back end, he'll be firmly planted in that third pairing, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So they needed a right shot defenseman with some size and a little bit of grit to his game. That's exactly what he was. They were aggressive, made the trade, got the player. Need addressed by the general manager. And Peter Chiarelli showed himself to be pretty efficient in addressing these needs. He needed a top 9 or 10 winger that could help him out with his penalty kill, that could play an energy game and bang some bodies around. And he lands Lauri Korpikoski. need addressed. He needed to improve at the goaltending position. He got not one, but two goaltenders who, and I know it's early, look like they're going to be pushing each other and are already giving them better goaltending than they've had in some time. So Peter Chiarelli just kind of went about his business at the draft with a calm, cool collectedness about him and just addressed need after need. And it's not perfect, and they got a long way to go. But Greib is a great example of that, and there's a few more on the roster as well that we're seeing.
Ryan Schrock from TSN joins us. Miller will move up and get an opportunity on the top line, which to me makes the most sense.
You thought he would. I thought he might not. You thought he would, Jason. I'm on the record here. You were right. I was not as right.
My question will be, who do you think comes out of the lineup?
A good question. I mean, I think because the option would be Slepyshev, Klinkhammer, or Gazdik, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
So, I mean, I've liked Gazdik's game. I really have. I think he's been fine. I think he's had energy. I think he's been keeping it simple and not making mistakes. Found himself a fight the one game. He's hitting. I mean, they even used him late in the last game he played. So, I mean, he's probably not gonna win you the game, but I've liked his game and the energy that he's brought. So I have no problem if they want to continue trying to play Gazdik through some of this. Slepyshev to me is the player who I honestly would probably rather see them get this guy playing a bunch in the minors. I think it was a great story and he made the team and he earned it.
Yep.
I think he's having trouble finding a place to fit in on a National Hockey League roster because he's not doing anything offensively. He's responsible enough defensively not to be hurting them, but I don't think you want Anton Slepyshev to just be getting by right now. I don't think that's what you want for him, to just be getting by. I think you'd probably rather be giving him the opportunity to be spelling some success, and that's at the American Hockey League level. So I talked about it a little bit last week. I still think firmly that it's probably time for him to get down to the minors and get playing on the top line or the top two lines and producing some points. So I don't know. We're learning something about Peter Chiarelli here. We're learning something about Todd McClellan here in the way they're keeping Davidson, in the way they're keeping Slepyshev, the way they're calling up guys ahead of Draisaitl. We're getting a little bit of a glimpse into the way they're going about their business. Some of this was kind of predictable before when it was Mac T or Dallas or people that we're learning things about these guys. And what this is telling me is that they're wanting to leave. I mean, Leon's not putting up points in the American League. He's not. And I can't say he's not playing good because I haven't seen the games, but they're perfectly fine pulling another guy up ahead of him. They feel no obligation to pull Leon up because he's a first-round pick. They're going to let him wait, get his feet under him, start scoring some points, and then when the opportunity comes and he deserves it, they'll give it to him. And so Slepyshev, to me, it would make sense for him to land in the American League.
Yeah, he really strikes me as a guy that you don't want to have in your bottom six. Like, if he's going to play, it's got to be in one of those top six positions. My question is, if he gets sent down, is what is he going to have to do to get called back up? Because he's got an extended look here. Like, they've kept him around for a while. So if he does end up going down, what is he going to have to do in the American Hockey League to make it back up here?
Well, I think, and you've seen guys go through this lots, man. I mean, I think he's going to have to show them that the responsibility that he's had in his game that they've really liked, and one of the big reasons why they kept him was because he actually was a pretty low-risk player to have on the ice. That's going to need to continue, but he's going to have to start producing. I mean, he's not there to just be a zero on the score sheet. He should produce at the American Hockey League level. And so maintain the reliability in his game, but start producing and start feeling some offensive confidence. And it's not so much about sending him back down so they can get him back up the second he starts doing something good. It would be good for him to go down there and play in the American League for a month or two and put up some points and get that offensive feeling again. And then bring him up when he's producing and feeling a little bit better. Because right now he's just surviving, and they need to be convinced he's going to do something other than just survive if they bring him up.
Well, to me, it made no sense to bring him up now. First of all, he's not a winger. He's not a right-hand shot. So bring her off a right-hand shot. Who's playing better? I know it's kind of a strange thing for people, but everybody talks about they want patience. So the minute there's an injury, it's like, oh, my God, where's Leon Draisaitl? He hasn't deserved it. He hasn't been their best forward in the American League. So why would he get called up? Like, to me, a losing organization would call him up. An organization that has a plan to develop and make their players better in the future would look and say, we don't care about the name. We don't care about the draft position. We're picking who's the better player to fit our team for this short-term time. And it's a right shot right winger in Miller over a big left shot center who doesn't play wing.
And also, who's going to, you know, who are you going to call up that's going to help your development of all your players in the future? And I agree with you that bringing Draisaitl up now just doesn't make sense. The purpose for him being down there is to play consistently and play for a while, not just flash in the pan down and back up. And I think later in the season, and Ryan, I don't know what you think about this, but when there's going to be a little bit more of him being up and down, and I think that's okay, but I don't think you want to start with that habit of just calling a guy up, sending him back down, calling him up, sending him back down early in the season.
Yeah, and I mean, the American League schedule's funny. Like, what have they played, 4 games here? They're just on weekends. Like, it's
pretty much.
It would be, you know, ideally, if they were a little bit closer, you could maybe, in a situation like this, you know, call him up and get him in a midweek game and then send him back down and then call a different guy up, get him in a midweek game, send him back down, if they were deserving of it, right? Because this thing of only playing on the weekends is kind of, you'd like the players to be getting in more games. But Leon hasn't gone down there and shot the lights out. He's not the best player on the roster right now. He hasn't produced the most points. So if you take a guy who's struggling to find his footing in the American League even, and let's not kid ourselves, it's a good league. And it's a mental hurdle to get over as well, I'm sure, to be in the American League as a first-round pick who played in the NHL last year and to have the pressure to produce, then go through your first 4 games where you don't really, and now you're thinking, okay, not only am I not in the NHL, I'm in the American League, I'm not producing in the American League, and other guys are getting called up ahead of me. Like, there's a little bit of mental gymnastics that Leon is going to have to get through here as well. And so what happens if in the middle of that process you call him up and you play him 2 games and he doesn't really produce much because he's not playing that great right now, and then you send him back down and it's even worse. It's another failure. It seems to me like he's down there until they get the sense he's ready to be in the NHL, and then they'll call him up. Now, some spot duty here and there, if he deserves it, sure. But in terms of the call for the long-term injury and you're the guy, he's going to have to earn that, and I think that's just smart. And they're doing the same thing with Darnell Nurse. I think it's just smart.
Schalger, have a good one. Hopefully you're having a better day than the Toronto Blue Jays, who are getting
painful.
Spanked today. Getting spanked today. All right, man. We'll chat with you tomorrow.
Okay, boys. Take care.